Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you're along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We are getting set to talk some college baseball. We wanted to go around the horn and catch up with Sooner Sensation. That, of course, is Oklahoma's head baseball coach, Sonny Galloway, whose Sooners have advanced to the Super Regional. They're going to face Virginia on Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. They're out there in Charlottesville, Virginia. We are so delighted to welcome back to the show, Sonny Galloway. Boomer Sooner coach, how are you?
Well, Boomer Sooner, Alyssa, thanks so much for having us on. It's an exciting time right now in college baseball, and the Sooners are awful happy to still be playing.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I do want to send out my congratulations. It really has been, from start to finish, just an amazing season, an amazing run so far. You guys are ranked 11th in the nation, and you're headed back, as I had said in the open, to the Super Regional. Talk about your team and how you guys, at this point, timing is everything. You truly are playing your best baseball of the season.
Well, we really feel we are. You know, it's funny when you get a feel for your team, but last year at this time we were ranked 9th in the country and ended up getting upset as a national seed with a veteran club. Alyssa, we had 9 guys drafted, 7 juniors, and this year we're young. We're sophomores and freshmen, and we just got through having one of our freshmen named to the Freshman All-American team, Max White, our starting left fielder with 14 home runs, who's had a terrific year. And I really believe this baseball team right now is playing better baseball, of course, than our guys were last year, even though we ran into a very hard Arkansas team that went all the way to Omaha. And it's really good to be playing our best baseball right now, and I think it's just a tribute to the hard work we have put in, and they just seem to be doing what it takes to win. We'll make some mistakes in a ball game as we go, and we're able to overcome those. It's never anything that actually is a knockout punch against us, and we're able to keep in there and keep fighting, and the next thing you know, ball game's over, and we happen to have a one-run lead like happened 3 straight times in our regional right here at L. Dale Mitchell Ballpark this past weekend.
Well, I think it's remarkable, as you had said, coming into this season, you guys had lost so many players, depleted 9 players to the draft. Talk about it's a tremendous testament on just how eager these guys were to step up and fill the gap and to be able to execute when their number was called.
Well, it really is. You know, we have a couple of guys, when you think about it, like Caleb Bushyhead, our starting shortstop, who was waiting in the wings last year as a freshman behind Brian Hernandez, the 7th-round draft choice to the Dodgers last year that played short for us. And he learned an awful lot. And, you know, I think as a coaching staff, we owe an awful lot to guys like Brian Hernandez, who started last year. He helped teach Caleb Bushyhead, you know, what it was going to take to be a successful Sooner shortstop. And JT Wise, of course, was a Big 12 Player of the Year last year, and he was a 4th-round draft choice to the Dodgers organization. He helped teach Tyler Ogle, who now is a sophomore, stepped in and started every day behind the plate. He's doing a great job for us. Jamie Johnson, of course, was a 7th-round draft choice, the center fielder we had last year. He taught Chris Ellison, a sophomore. Really, you can go around our whole lineup, and it seems to be that. And the other tribute really needs to go towards our coaches. Our assistant coaches have done a great job. Tim Tadlock is our hitting coach and our recruiting coordinator, and Mike Bell, our pitching coach. So those guys went out, and they secured talent, and they made us, as far as our lineup, go deep. And so we were able to prepare some people last year, or stick some new players like Max White that I talked about earlier as a freshman All-American right into the lineup and just go. And really that's what's happened with our pitching staff. A couple junior college All-Americans stepped in, filled the 1 and 2 role, and we haven't ever looked back this year. So although we're excited about going to Virginia and competing for this Super Regional to get back to Omaha, we're also excited about next year and the bright future of the Sooner baseball program.
You're listening to the voice of Sonny Galloway. He is Oklahoma's head baseball coach in his 6th season as the head coach. Talk a little bit, Sonny. You had mentioned some of the junior college players. They have stepped in, really filled the gap, and made some instant contributions. Is that all part of your philosophy, or was it one of those situations with losing so many players last year to the draft that you had to find some guys in a hurry?
Well, it does follow a philosophy of, I think, on the mound, when you get veteran players, and even though you lose a lot in your program, you're able to get some experience coming from a junior college ranks in our sport. You don't see it as much in football. You don't see it as much even in basketball. And to be honest with you, if we could get high school players and prepare them just like we have Tyler Ogle, our catcher, or Caleb Bushyhead, our shortstop, and teach them for a year before we throw them to the wolves, so to speak, that's great. But we lost our whole rotation last year. year. Listen, we lost a first-round draft choice in Garrett Richards, a starting pitcher. Andrew Doyle was a fourth-round draft choice, another one of our starting pitchers. So we had to go ahead and fill that right away. And the best way to do it was to get some experienced, mature junior college All-Americans. And that's what we got. Zach Neal is a Texas product. He came from Howard Junior College, the junior college that won the national championship last year. And we also got Bobby Shore. And Bobby Shore comes to us from Palomar Junior College in San Diego. And again, a junior college All-American that stepped right in. And those guys have been terrific on the mound for us. And they've really allowed us to not miss a beat. Our players have tremendous confidence in them. And we've just kind of picked up right where we left off last year.
The Sooners certainly at the 11th ranking. You guys have depth. You have talent. But, Sonny, talk about one of the things. You guys have these guys mentally ready to play. They are mentally tough. It's not easy playing for Coach Galloway, right?
Well, it's not, you know, and I think an awful lot gets made. You hear the fire and brimstone type conversations regarding me personally. But I will tell you this. Bill Self, of course, of Kansas, and I were at Oral Roberts University together as young coaches. And one of the I think that we both picked up from each other was we can create the pressure of the game. We can create the pressure of wanting to win and practice if we're really tough on our kids. And we do that. And I expect my coaches to do the same thing. And so, you know what? This time of year, it's easy for us. We just kind of sit back, get out of their way, and let them go. And even though we're going to Charlottesville to play the University of Virginia, our guys are not going to fold under the pressure. And that's how we were able to win two games in extra innings. You know, we went 7-6 and 10 innings, and then 3-2 and 9 innings, and two of those games against North Carolina, a program that went to Omaha 4 straight years. And we were able to do that because our guys, I do believe, are mentally tough and prepared. And you know what, Alyssa, we have a definition in our program for mental toughness. I think every program in the country has it. If you were asked Duke, if you were asked the University of Oklahoma football, if you're able to ask anybody, they're going to have their definition. In Oklahoma baseball, our definition for mental toughness is to be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation. And we try to prepare our young men for that in practice. We put a lot of pressure on our infielders as far as creating hit and run situations and bunts and you know, say it's the ninth inning, we're up by one, they've got first and second, let's get out of it. And our guys, we feel, are prepared for that, and they feel prepared, which is the most important thing. So mental toughness is a key in college baseball because it's just such a rough road back and forth from one night to another. And Texas A&M's a good example of that. We go in there and we lose on Friday night to a sixth round pick in the country on the mound for them. We win in 13 innings on Saturday, and then we go on and really win in decisive fashion on Sunday to take the series 2 games to 1. And you don't do that unless you're mentally tough.
And I was going to say, that series in particular, wasn't that the turning point for you guys and really demonstrated, as you're talking about, the character and the heart of your team?
It absolutely was the turning point, and I appreciate you noting that. And I don't think that's been talked about enough. We seem to be a good baseball team to that point. But we had been upset, we felt, by Texas Tech on the road. We've only lost 2 weekend series all year this year, and the same thing happened to us last year. And that's remarkable when you play 13 weekends, but you're able to win at least 2 out of 3, 11 of your 13 weekends. And that's a model of consistency. Well, we were coming off an upset, we felt, at Texas Tech. And, of course, they didn't end up making the NCAA tournament. So looking back, we probably were upset by them. And so we had to regroup at A&M. Not an easy place, Alyssa. You and I both know that. But they threw Brandon Lux, who ended up being the 6th pick in the country this year. So very talented pitcher who shut us down in a pretty tight ball game. But we lose that ball game, I believe, 6-4 and maybe 7-4. And we have to come back. And we throw our closer for 80 pitches on Saturday. And we win a 13-inning contest on the road. And that's when I knew it. I told our guys, hey, let's go rest up because tomorrow we're definitely going to find victory and win this series. And sure enough, we went out and played loose and won on Sunday. And we had a very enjoyable bus ride home.
Well, let's give a preview of the big matchup on Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. You can catch all the action on ESPNU against Virginia. What is the mindset? You guys are playing on the road, and this is the number one team in the country.
Well, our mindset is this, that during the Big 12 tournament, I talked to some of our seniors, and I asked them, what do you think? Well, where would we be best? And they said, Coach, we're going to play best on the road because we have that chip on our shoulder, us against the world. And then the next thing you know, we play pretty well in the Big 12, and we're rewarded with a host. And I was thinking, oh, gosh, I think they'd rather go on the road. But the way we want at home, and it's not easy to win at home in college baseball because these young men feel the pressure of, hey, we're supposed to win and we don't want to let our fans down. And our Sooner fans were great, the way they poured into Eldale Mitchell and supported us with sellout crowds against North Carolina to secure the regional victory and the regional championship. And now to go on the road, I think, is perfect timing for us. And you know what, listen, I'm one of those coaches, and I tell them all the time, you know, God's got a plan, and this thing's already been mapped out. We're going to have the courage to live it, and that's really our philosophy of going into Charlottesville. We believe that we're going to find victory. We believe that we're going to do whatever it takes, but we don't know what it's going to take yet. If it's a hit, if it's a strikeout, a great defensive play, we're willing to do it, and I really like this club's chances, being so young, going in there into a hostile environment. And let's remember, Virginia did get to Omaha last year, but they did it on the road. They
yes.
did it at UC Irvine, and they did it at Ole Miss in the Super Regional. So them having to do it at home and feel the pressure of having to win at home, so to speak, that could be pretty tough on this club. It's new territory for them, too. So I like our matchup. You know, it's us against the world. Let's go get it going.
And, Sonny, you certainly are a humble guy, always quick to give out respect. Talk about the young coach in Brian O'Connor. I mean, Virginia, that's not a program like Oklahoma that has such great and rich tradition. He's done an amazing job in turning it into one of the most successful programs in the country just in 7 years.
Oh, Brian's done a terrific job. You know, we're talking about a guy that was the assistant at Notre Dame, and what he did going in there. He was Paul Minari, who is now at LSU's assistant, and he takes that Virginia program and basically just builds it up, you know, to where it is now. They didn't have success going to the NCAA tournament, didn't have a lot of success in the ACC. It was known, as you and I both know, as more of a basketball, football type school, and he has clearly put baseball on the map there. And that's fun for me to see because, again, I know coming back to Oklahoma and trying to restore tradition is different than building it from scratch. And
yes.
Brian's done a great job. He's a very humble guy. He's a fun guy. He's easy to get along with, and he demands the best out of his players, and that's where I really respect him. Is their guys are going to act right, and they're going to play the game the right way. And I tell you what, this Super Regional is going to claim a champion. I think that it's going to do some damage in the College World Series, if not win it.
Outstanding. The 11th ranked Sooners, 47-15. They are in Charlottesville, Virginia. Check out all the action on ESPNU Saturday at 2 o'clock Central. Coach Galloway, thank you so much for stopping by. We'll catch up with you at the end of the season. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show.